Icelandic National Poem. This is my room. We call it Iceland. It's chained to Europe with a marine cable, and to and from here airplanes fly with their ink cartridges full of people. Here I dwell in a matchbox that I care for so dearly since I painted the inner walls last winter. Life goes on as usual. In the store, everyone meets and laughs and pats each other on the back. Most are hoping a robbery will happen soon and enjoy their faithful security service. The insides and the bones are expensive. The people at the hospital lent me a battery so that I could enjoy my success longer, and therefore I carry a battery on my back instead of wings like the others. That's fine. I sleep while they recharge. The protection of the future and the past weighs heavily on the shoulders of our authorities, who encourage us with convincing care. That's good. That's fine. They say that exercise and a healthy diet will keep the years from coming on. I show up at their doorstep with my alarm clock, and they set it for me. That's fine. I hang up my pajamas next to the wedding gown. The young people get plenty of time to decide whether they want to be a corpse or a bride when they grow up. Then you can also go the full distance, become both corpse and bride, and choose both the orange and the apple. A story was told of a woman who changed the light bulbs in her dream world, and now she feels much better. A story was told of a man who shot down all the light bulbs in his dream world, and now he feels much better. Bridegroom, corpse, orange, apple, dog, cat, Pepsi, Coke. But now it's high time to crawl out and get some coffee in a cup, a donut, a pretzel, or a bun, and say hi to the cutest son. Hi, cutest son. Now everyone feels much better.